guys, it's Meg. What's up? What's poppin'? Welcome to the 100th episode of the podcast! In 2024, it seems like everyone and their mother has a podcast. But what even is a podcast? We're going to talk about the history of podcasting for our 100th episode, and we're going to talk about my podcasting journey of Hey Guys, It's Meg. And we actually have like 3 episodes that deal with podcasting. The very first episode is from season 1, episode 1. And it was a whole episode about the fact that this podcast started as a homework assignment. And I know you're probably so sick of me because I talk about it. We're 8 seasons in, 100 episodes in, and I've mentioned it so much. But literally, this podcast started as a homework assignment. It started because I needed a liberal arts credit for college. It was my last semester. I didn't know what to pick. I was scrolling and I saw a class that said podcasting. It's been so long, I don't remember what it says. This is horrible, but I don't remember the actual name of the class. So Editing Meg needs to come in already. Hey, what's up? It's Editing Meg. So I went back to episode 1 of the podcast and the class was called Podcast Development and Production. But wow, listening back to the very first episode, it is crazy to hear the growth between episode 1 and episode 100 because the mouth noises I did not edit out, I am so sorry I put you all through that. And I just feel like I got better at editing those out and I feel like I got way more comfortable talking into this mic too. Thank you for that. But yeah, I took that class because I literally needed the credit. It was a brand new class, never offered before, and it was honestly one of the best choices I've ever made because here we are, 100 episodes later, 3 years later, which is insane to say. Hey Guys, It's Meg launched September 6, 2021, and we are now in 2024, which means September 6, 2024, the podcast is 3 years old already, which is insane, crazy, does not feel like it. But season 1, episode 13, the finale, we did a whole podcast on my tips and tricks of what I had learned my first year of podcasting. And season 3, episode 12, I did a podcast on podcast topics. If you want to go check all those out, beware of the audio quality. Still beware of the audio quality, but not much has changed in the past 3 years. I feel like that's horrible. Well, actually, a lot has changed in the past 3 years. I have a pretty steady flow of listeners, which, hey guys, thank you for listening to my podcast. It's honestly crazy. Like, I remember when I took the podcasting class, we had to come up with our target audience and who we thought would be listening and this and that. And I literally said only people from like Massachusetts or New England would be listening to me. And I have hit all 50 states in the US. Can we just a round of applause for that one? For the longest time, I just needed Vermont and someone from Vermont finally listened. So I have all 50 states covered, which is incredible. I have so many different countries covered. It's amazing. It's so cool to see like where everyone's listening from and what they're listening on. And it's just like, I don't know, it doesn't feel real. Like it's just little me sitting in my closet talking to myself, posting it on the internet for strangers and people are liking it and listening. And to plug myself a little bit more, you should go follow Hey Guys, It's Meg _podcast on Instagram. Y'all go follow me on Instagram. I think I have a fun time over there and you guys would too. But my equipment for podcasting has literally stayed the same in the past 3 years. I use Logic Pro X, that's the DAW, the digital audio workspace that I use to record, add the sounds in, edit it. I use this program called Descript. Shout out to my podcasting professors for introducing me to it. It is amazing. You literally just plug in your audio and it like transcribes it for you and then you just edit out all the words. So I'll like do that first. I'll like put everything into Descript, edit it roughly, and then I throw it into Logic and really like deep clean it out. I use Podbean as my distributor. I think that's what it's called. They literally put this podcast out anywhere and everywhere for y'all to listen to. I use my 2017 MacBook Pro laptop, which she's getting old. She's struggling a little bit too. I am still obsessed with the AKG Podcaster Essential Kit. The microphone, we having our issues lately. I don't know what's going on with him. Like, we are not vibing right. But it is the Lyra USB mic. Usually you're pretty good, but like, I don't know. Something's just been like going off. It's like weird. Honestly, it's been acting weird since this one time. I think I accidentally picked up on an airplane's radio signal or something happened because there was guy voices coming out of my microphone and there was no one in my house besides me. And I have no clue where these voices came from and I should have recorded. I regret not recording it, but it was kind of freaky and spooky. And I remember being like, what the heck? And the minute I said that, the voices stopped. I also want to mention that I was not playing a video on my laptop or my phone that could have picked up the audio. And it was so weird. And I still have no clue what I accidentally picked up. Maybe it was a little paranormal. But these headphones that came in the kit, the AKG K371 headphones, I'm obsessed with them. I love them. I want to get another AKG headphone that's like wireless just to like have because I think they're amazing. They're cool. And the last piece of equipment that I use is my closet. Yep, we're still recording in this teeny tiny space. Maybe one day I'll have my own professional studio, but it's not looking like anytime soon. And I think like the biggest piece of advice that I have for podcasting, honestly, is like do your research, obviously, like look up, practice, get comfortable, come up with what you want to talk about, come up with a pitch, come up with a catchphrase, come up with an ending, come up with like, you know, the basics. But my number one thing is the reason why a lot of podcasts fail and a lot of podcasts don't succeed, quote unquote, is because people give up. And I've thought about it. Trust me, I've thought about giving up so much. Like, I still feel like giving up sometimes. I'm like, oh my God, is it even worth it? There's only like 10 people that listened to this past episode. But 10 people doesn't seem like a lot in like the grand scheme of things. But if you think about it and you take those 10 people and you put them in one single room, that room's crowded. That's a lot of people. And it's switching your mindset into something like that to kind of like, it motivates me to keep going and going and like, I don't know. It's just something about it. Also, you never know how close you are to something until it happens. I feel like that was a bad wording. But you know what I'm trying to say? Like, what if I'm just like one more podcast away from this like taking off and becoming like this huge big thing? Or what if I'm 300 podcasts away? I don't know. Nobody knows. Except for the universe. Also, consistency is key, and I'm not just talking about keeping an uploading schedule and talking about it or posting it, but if you consistently keep having 10 people listen every week, that's a solid fan base that has the potential to grow into like 100 or 1,000 people listening every week. But this is the first part of our podcast episode. I just want to say, before we go into the history of podcasting, I am so appreciative and grateful to anyone who has even listened to 1 second of my podcast. I think it is so cool. I love you all. And if you ever want to give me some podcast topics to think about, DM me on Instagram. Hey guys, it's Meg_podcast. I'm going to keep plugging it until I start getting more and more followers because I feel like I have just a lot of like bots on there, like fake people. But yeah, thank you all so much. I greatly appreciate it. And now let's get into some podcast history. So the website I used was Descript and it was the complete history of podcasts. So the podcasting industry is a several billion dollar industry nowadays. Now, this is a fun fact. I didn't know about this, but the podcasting industry has not only sold books, it has sold mattresses, and it even freed someone from jail. That last one blows my mind. Like the power of speech in your words, like words are so powerful. And I feel like people don't understand that when people are like, oh, sticks and stones might break my bones, but words can never hurt me. No, words are more powerful sometimes. One of the books, not to skirt, but one of the books, I forgot to mention this, that I read before I launched my podcast, in addition to the podcasting class I took, was NPR's Podcast Startup Guide by Glenn Weldon. It was cool. It was funny. It's a nonfiction book, but it doesn't feel like a nonfiction book. Like he has little like ad libs and stuff on the side that he like interjects with. It's cool. It's fun. And it is said that the first quote unquote podcast came out in 2003, but this was before like podcasting was an actual thing. And it was called Radio Open Source by Christopher Linden. Leiden? Sorry, I hope I pronounced it right. But here is the timeline that Descript gave for podcasting history. In 2003, Dave Weiner created the RSS podcast feed. And like I mentioned previous, the first quote-unquote podcast was created Radio Open Source. In 2004, Dave Weiner and Adam Curry created iPodder. The first podcast network, Libsyn, was created. And the term podcasting was used for the first time by Ben Hammersley in The Guardian. Now, another source I used for a little bit was Riverside.fm. Their article is called Podcast, The History of Podcasts and When They Were Invented. This said that the word podcast came from two words, iPod and broadcast, which I thought that was so cool and fun. I didn't know that. In 2005, podcast was word of the year by New Oxford American Dictionary. Apple iTunes 4.9 was released with native support for podcasts. Here's another fun fact. George W. Bush is the first president to deliver a weekly address as a podcast. And the world's first podcasting book is released called Podcasting Do-It-Yourself Guide by Todd Cochran. So I got curious and I looked up if you could still buy this book. You technically can still buy it from Amazon. One listen had it for $63 though, but other than that, you can only kind of get them used. And I also looked up this man and he is still very into podcasting. So look him up if you want. In 2006, Steve Jobs shows how to make a podcast using GarageBand in his keynote speech during Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference, which, that's another thing. You can use free programs, like free audio programs, to make a podcast. It really doesn't take a lot nowadays to make a podcast and get it out there, which I feel like is why everybody and their mother has one. But it's also so fun and cool that we're able to do this. Also in 2006, the Guinness World Record for most downloaded podcasts in 1 month, over 260,000 downloads, was set by Ricky Gervais. From 2006, this website skipped to 2011, where Adam Carolla becomes the Guinness World Record holder for most downloaded podcasts with over 59 million downloads. Both of these people are still very much podcasting, which makes me wonder if this is something like once you start doing it becomes so addictive that you can't stop. Is Hey Guys, Is Meg gonna go on forever? That would be weird. Then after that, it jumps to 2014, which every article I was reading said 2014 was kind of like the turning point for podcasts, or like the main year. Like, yes, podcasts started in like 2003, 2004, but it wasn't until 2014 where it really took off. In 2014, NPR launches This American Life in podcast form, but it is said that the true crime podcast serial, which launched in 2014, was what really shifted the industry. And over the next 5 years, podcast listeners triple. And that's where I stopped, because it did technically go up to 2020, but the other facts were just like kind of facts about what happened in those years. And this article is from November 2023, so it's a little old, but not too old, only a couple months. But it said during this time that 41% of Americans listened to a podcast in the past, and the number of podcast listeners expected to reach 254.35 million in 2024. And that video podcasts are becoming popular thanks to YouTube. Now, the thing about podcasts is it's still so new that there's still so much to learn about it, and there's so much to explore and new records to break in retrospect to other audio art forms. Like, podcasting has only been around for about 21 years, which is a long time if you think about it. But if you compare it to like the music industry or the television industry or any other industry, 20 years is not a lot, like at all. So there's still so much new and so much not known about podcasting, and there's so much opportunities to grow and make a change and make a difference, which is another reason why I love podcasting, because it's still so new. There's no right way to do it. You know what I mean? Like, you can literally do anything. You can literally sit in your closet and talk about the weather, or you can talk about your day, or you can talk about your adoption story of your dog. I have one of those, by the way. But you know what I mean? Like, you can literally just sit in a closet and talk to yourself and post on the internet for strangers, and it's cool and it's fun and it's nice. And it's like a way to create a community and create a nice safe space. At least that's what I try to do. Like, I want to make this a space where you can, though, like I say in my trailer every year, a space where you can have fun and escape the craziness of life and potentially feel better about yourself. Because it's true. Like, think about it. So many people listen to podcasts because it's so easy just to throw it on as you're doing chores, as you're getting ready, as you're driving to work. Like, so many of us listen to podcasts. Like, if you were to ask a room of 10 people who listens to podcasts, I guarantee you 9 out of 10, if not 10 out of 10, have listened to a podcast. They're just cool and they're fun. And I really enjoy podcasting, and I really hope you guys enjoy my podcast or just podcasts in general. So the next time that you're getting ready in the morning, or you're driving to work, or you're just getting about your day and you decide to turn on a podcast, just know they haven't been around that long. We're still learning more about them. We're still exploring them, but they're not going to go away anytime soon. And we're going to keep growing and learning with them. Thank you so, so much for listening to this podcast episode and all the other podcast episodes. I appreciate y'all so much. Make sure you come back next Monday at 9 a.m. where we're going to talk about some spring 2024 trends. I'll see y'all on the flip side. Peace out, Girl Scouts.